And we start the hour in Puerto Rico, where this morning the mayor of San Juan expressed concern with last night's statement from acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke that the federal government's response to Puerto Rico is, quote, a really good news story in terms of our ability to reach people and the limited number of deaths in such a devastating hurricane. Well, here is Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz's response today on CNN.
When you're drinking from a creek, it's not a good news story. When you don't have food for a baby, it's not a good news story. When you have to pull people down from their buildings, because, you know, that, I'm sorry, but that really upsets me and frustrates me.
Well, Homeland Security's Elaine Duke arrived in Puerto Rico today and was asked by CNN to clarify her comments. She said she's proud of people responding and knows there's a long way to go. NPR's John Burnett is in San Juan. He attended a press conference earlier with Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló. John, what did he say?
Hey, Robin. You know, the point he tried to make was that things are getting a little better every day. And so obviously he wanted to, you know, give lots of numbers. And, you know, he said they opened 34 dialysis centers that have generators, 90 banks are open. But he said, you know, this is a catastrophe and people are just going to have to be patient. They're depending on their partners in FEMA and now the U.S. military that are starting to come in greater numbers. But there's still enormous frustration in the country.
Well, and there seems to be a bit of a disconnect between how Puerto Rico is viewing its situation and how the Trump administration is. As we said, you know, the Homeland Security acting secretary said this was a good news story. San Juan's mayor was vehement that it is not. What are you hearing from ordinary people there? Are they aware even of this, you know, how it's being characterized?
No, because They're completely out of communication. Yesterday, I went to Guayama, which is a municipality on the southern coast. It's completely, utterly cut off. There is no communication except for this one little pharmacy that has a satellite connection that lets people come make phone calls. Even the mayor can't be in contact. So all they know is that they're running out of drinking water. They have no electricity. They have to wait in line for 6 to 8 hours for diesel. And everyone is really getting sort of frantic about this.
Well, we saw last night some of our colleagues from CNN, journalists who flew in and landed on the island of Vieques, which is off of Puerto Rico. And, you know, there were people sobbing that they didn't have cash to even buy the little food there was. And the reporters were handing them cash to buy food. It seems pretty dismal.
Well, of course, it depends on where you are. Some places were hit harder than others. But in general, you know, this is not a country that was prepared remotely for a disaster like this. And as they said many times, you know, I was in Texas after Hurricane Harvey, where you're an hour or two away from complete functionality. We're 1,000 miles away from help. And so it's a really distressing situation. And especially because people can't contact their loved ones and say, I'm okay. And so, you know, there's just all this need everywhere.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, President Trump appointed a 3-star general to lead Hurricane Maria response. Again, there's criticism that that appointment should have happened sooner. Can you feel that there? Has that yet reverberated there, that appointment?
Well, I mean, you know, the governor had a phalanx of U.S. officials behind him when he spoke this morning. And one of them was the Army General Jeff Buchanan, 3-star, who just arrived here. And, you know, he grabbed the lectern and said, we're here and, you know, we've got more than 4,000 U.S. military here. And we're trying to, you know, move these supplies out as expeditiously as possible. But, you know, I talked to a guy who works with FEMA. And he said they sort of get in the car and they drive out and they make first contact with villages. Now it's, what, 9 days after the storm? And this is the first time they've had anyone from any governmental entity stopping in and saying, how are you? What do you need? So, yes, they've made contact with all the 78 municipalities, but they haven't contacted all the little towns. And so that's just happening little by little, day by day.
Right. Well, and as you say, they have 4,000 troops doing, I'm sure, you know, wonderful work. But as the Washington Post points out in its investigation, 2 days after the earthquake in Haiti, the Pentagon had 8,000 American troops en route, and within 2 weeks, 22,000 troops.
And also in the same story, Robin, it also says that, you know, this is a U.S. territory. So, you know, there's the Posse Comitatus Act. You can't just put the military immediately in control. As the president said, it's Puerto Rico's lead. And so, you know, it was a civilian operation initially, FEMA. You know, now DOD is here in a bigger way.
Right. And you point out some of the logistical issues there. Look, just because we have you, John, and you have been recently in these natural disasters, just some of your observations, just some of the things that images that are catching your eye.
Well, goodness. I mean, one of the most striking things, and you've probably already read it, is that this was a lush, green, verdant island where, you know, 15-20% of it was set aside in protected areas. I can't say enough about how tragic it is that the forests have been stripped bare of leaves. And, you know, in addition to all the other privations that people are suffering, just visually, it's this depressing bruise on the island. Their beautiful island has just been defoliated. And, you know, that has a really strong effect on people, too. And, you know, I think people are handling themselves remarkably well. We're not hearing about, you know, much of an outbreak of looting. Everyone seems to be really mannerly, helping each other. You know, people are sharing water and food, and there's a lot of communitarian spirit here in the midst of a really indescribable catastrophe.
I'm Pierce John Burnett in San Juan, Puerto Rico. John, thank you.
You bet, Robin.